Today I'll be reading from John 15. So if you want to turn to that, I'll do that later. So this week when debating on what I wanted to talk about, I was thinking about some things going through life. And the Schultz family has a new interest, a new hobby, I guess you could call it. We started a garden. And if you know anything about Mary Jo, she's phenomenal at just about everything. Keeping plants alive is not one of them. We are like the Sahara Desert, our house is. So it's an interesting feat to take on. But we have, peppers, we have tomatoes, we have berries. And Nora is really excited. So she's keeping Mary Jo on the ball for now. But with that, when we bought the soil, we bought the plants, going through it, it's easy to envision what it looks like, what it's going to taste like. It's easy to see that. But it takes time. It takes love. It takes support to get those plants where we need to go. During the time trying to make a garden, things pop up. Things arise, such as weeds, such as animals come through, such as plants start to kind of die off. You have to kind of help them get back there. So on John 15, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is a vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. And in our life, guys, it's important that we have that. It's important that we understand that we have that person that wants the best in us. He wants to take away the bad parts in our life. He wants to take away those bad branches. He wants to enhance the good ones. But we have to allow that to happen. So every day we go in the garden, we search for those weeds. If we let them linger, they only get stronger. They get bigger. They dig deeper. And it's important that we notice them quickly so that way they don't take up and hinder the plants that we have growing, just like in our life. Verse 3, already you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. It's important that we come around each other. It's important that we notice when we're struggling. It's important that we take away those things that are killing our branches. The Bible says that God is our gardener. And in our lives, he knows that just tilling, just watering, isn't enough. Weeds grow faster than plants do. God knows that there's no substitute for regular feeding and weeding. Fruit trees produce more when they're around other fruit trees. It's important you surround yourself with people that will help you grow and develop into the person you want to become. The best way to achieve this is to meet around this table together as one and remember what he has done for us.